Hello and welcome to Crane Waves. I'm your host, Clark Crane, and we are the show that talks about the music of pop culture and the stories behind it. Today, we have another special show. We're going to talk about a composer that you've heard his work for absolute positivity, sure, but you might not know his name. And it's interesting, he graduated from university in Japan in 1984 during his senior year, and he applied for a single company and he was accepted, and he still works for that company today. Here's a little clue of who I'm talking about. So imagine that, fresh out of college, your first job, and you score the big one. And he is still working with them today, doing much of the same work that he always had. We're talking about legendary video game composer Koji Kondo. And we're listening to the first music that he made for Nintendo, which was the soundtrack and sound design to the arcade game Punch-Out. But what you know him better for, it's definitely his next game that he did, a new game for the new Famicom Entertainment System that would become synonymous with him and one of the greatest video game soundtracks ever. And what I've done today is make it a little mashup of some of his music and from some of the originals with the orchestrated versions for you. And so let's listen to the first huge hit from Koji Kondo, Super Mario Brothers. when he first was shown the game, he saw the green grasses and such, and he wrote a more relaxed version of a theme. But then when he saw Mario in action, he realized that it had to be much quicker. And he created a philosophy that would work with his video game and sound design throughout his career, where he used short segments of music that could be endlessly repeated during the gameplay, but that wouldn't be boring to the listener. And I think he absolutely succeeded, as we are still humming that tune today. We can whistle it, we can have it on our phone, and people will recognize that amazing music that he wrote. And there could be a show just on Mario music alone, which might happen in the future. But for a lot of what today is going to go down, we're going to sort of stick with his Mario games. And the next one that I'm going to play was actually written originally for a game called Doki Doki Panic. And if you know the history of Super Mario Bros. 2, it was a game that was converted because the original version of Super Mario Bros. 2, Nintendo of Japan thought was too difficult for Western audiences. And so they converted this game called Doki Doki Panic that Shigeru Miyamoto had worked on and the same design team had made, and applied Mario characters and changed it and changed some of the gameplay. And personally, it's my favorite of the Nintendo Mario games. And this is some of the music that Koji Kondo first wrote for Doki Doki Panic. And then this is the Mario Brothers mix, also done on a jazz piano, which I really enjoy this theme. Let's listen. Was the theme from Super Mario Bros. 2 on Crane Waves, LancerRadioNetwork.org. Next, we're going to Super Mario 64, and this was a revolutionary game for the Nintendo 64. It was the first to really bring 3D gameplay into the gaming universe. It had a revolutionary analog controller that could move in any direction. And I so remember the first time plugging it into my N64 in my college dorm room and sitting down and just watching this amazing, almost living cartoon come to life in front of me with this amazingly fun music from the Ba-Bomb Battlefield in Super Mario 64. While the Mario games always have certain things in common, Mario always jumps and he slides. He says, "It's a me, Mario." However, each of the games would have a different feeling, have a different design a little bit. And so Super Mario 64 was the first that went into world, this big hub world, and in the 3D. And the next game, Super Mario Sunshine, just threw everybody for a loop. Because for some reason, Mario had this water spraying contraption on the back of his, on his back. And we wondered, what is this for? And yet it was an amazingly fun game and just had a almost a vacation feel to it, which I think is really represented in the theme for Super Mario Sunshine in Delfino Plaza.
Thank you.
We'll be back with some more Crane Raves right after this on LanceradioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 at LanceradioNetwork.org.
Tap the app.
Hey guys, did you know that Lancer Radio Network has a phone app?
They do? That's awesome.
And yes, it's for both the Android and the iPhone.
Where's my phone? I'm going to download it right now.
Me too. And now I can take Lancer Radio Network everywhere I go.
I know, right? And it'll be so much easier to listen to all those student shows.
And don't you dare forget about PCC Sports.
The Lancer Radio phone app is here now, and it's lit.
Get your Lancer Radio phone app today at the Play Store for both the Android and iPhone. And take Lancer Radio Network with you wherever you go.
Tap the app.
Veterans, did you know that PCC offers services just for you through the Veterans Resource Center? Their mission is to assist military and veteran students in making a successful transition from military to academic life. The Veterans Resource Center is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's located at W108, or you can contact them at 626-585-7226.
Feeling a bit under the weather or feel like it's time for some nutritional counseling? Then visit PCC's Student Health Services Center. Student Health Services is a comprehensive health center open to PCC students at low cost. They provide a variety of health services, including women's health services, emergency services, treatment of short-term illnesses, sexual health counseling, and education in health promotion and health protection. All health services are confidential and are provided by a professional staff of health counselors, registered dietitians, registered nurse practitioners, and physicians. Visit Student Health Services in Building D, Room 105. They're open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Tuesdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Call to make your appointment at 626-585-7244.
PCC is a great education at an affordable price. The professors are knowledgeable, the students are friendly, and the campus is beautiful. I'm glad I chose Pasadena City College.
And we're back with Crane Waves on LanceradioNetwork.org. And today's show is about Koji Kondo, the legendary composer of Nintendo's hits Super Mario Brothers and most of the Mario games, and a lot more that we're going to get to. But next, we're going to keep down the Mario trail. And in the next game released for the GameCube, Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2. Both incredibly fun. Both, again, groundbreaking games that were hugely popular, and a wonderful theme that, again, went with them. As we listen.
Thank you.
we're going to finish our Mario music with the latest Super Mario Odyssey on the Switch. And again, Mario taking a wonderful cinematic and fun orchestrated soundtrack and just a joy to play. On Crane Waves, LancerRadioNetwork.org. That was music from Super Mario Odyssey. So, for the first half of the show, we've talked about Mario. However, there is another character and line that Koji Kondo is most famous for, and that is The Legend of Zelda. And it is by far one of my favorite game series of all time, and the music has always been one of my favorite aspects. His original overworld theme for The Legend of Zelda was inspired by the classical music piece Bolero, and you can hear some of the rhythms in it. He also worked closely with Miyamoto when they were designing it, because Kondo not only did the music, but he also helped design the sound programming and the sound effects for the games. And so he worked with the game teams, and that made it so that they could play off of each other and be inspired by each other. So it wasn't a last minute inclusion after the game was finished. It all went through with game design. And in this case, as I said, he was inspired by Bolero. In fact, he wanted to use Bolero for the opening title screen of Zelda. However, it was not yet in the public domain. And so what he did is he took the overworld theme and then slowed it down a little bit. And what I have done is created a mix of the overworld theme sort of throughout some of the games, starting with the first and then moving towards Link to the Past until finally an orchestrated version that was recorded to celebrate the 25th anniversary. So this is a medley of the themes from The Legend of Zelda on Crane Waves, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Thank you.
gives me goosebumps. And we'll be back with more of Crane Waves on LanceradioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College, LanceradioNetwork.org.
Where do you go to get connected to PCC campus resources? You go to Campus Connection right here on Lancer Radio Network. Join me, Son Edom, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time as we bring you interviews from the various campus resources here at PCC. Information that you need to help you survive the rigors of campus life. That's Campus Connection with me, Son Edom, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on LanceradioNetwork.org. And do tell a friend.
Running late to class and there's not enough time to purchase a parking ticket for the day? Save the hassle by buying a PCC parking pass. Parking passes are available to buy for annual, semester, and intersession use and can be bought in person or online. For online purchasing, head to Lancer Point and look for the Parking Self-Service portlet. To buy in person, head to the Police and College Safety Center located beside the bookstore with the current student Lancer card ID, class schedule, and exact cash or check.
Running out of supplies? Need a last-minute Scantron? Has that highlighter completely dried out? The bookstore is here to help. Whether you need some new gear for those coffee-spilled clothes or a blue book for a test, the bookstore has got you covered. Literally. With an abundance of supplies, the bookstore has everything you need to be prepared for your classes. Anything from a simple eraser to your class textbooks. The bookstore is located in the B building, just south of the campus center. You never have to go far for what you need. They're open Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can also go to the bookstore's website to see what new markdowns there might be. Check them out at pasadena.bookstore.edu. That's pasadena.bookstore.edu. Or give them a call, 626-585-7378. That's 626-585-7378.
Pasadena City College serves over 30,000 students each semester, providing a wide array of academic programs. Whether you're looking to transfer, get a certificate of achievement, or an associate degree, PCC has your back. For a complete catalog of our programs, visit pasadena.edu/academics.
This is Lancer Radio Network Pasadena, streaming live at lanceradionetwork.org.
And we're back with Crane Waves on LancerRadioNetwork.org. And today's show is about Koji Kondo, legendary composer of Super Mario Brothers and Zelda. And next, we're going to go to the Ocarina of Time, which deserves its own show. The music that is included in this game is stunning. And the way that music is integrated into the game was unlike anything that had really been done before. Even the controller was set up to look like an ocarina. And this is the main title theme to the Ocarina of Time from The Legend of Zelda. The Ocarina of Time was also the last game that Kondo worked on by himself, where he did all the music. Afterwards, he collaborated with other Nintendo composers, where he would work on sound programming on some and then do some themes to others. But he continued on, of course, with the Zelda, writing Zelda themes. And this next piece is actually still from the Ocarina of Time, but this is the mix that was done in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And this piece has been recorded multiple times on guitar, as the original version sounds like a guitar. And it is the theme for Gerudo Valley from the Ocarina of Time. Was the Gerudo Valley theme from Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time on Crane Waves, LancerRadioNetwork.org. The next song that we're going to hear is from a Zelda title that, when it was first shown, made everybody's jaws drop, but unfortunately not for the right reason. And this is The Wind Waker. It was first shown at E3, and what nobody knew is that they had desired to take a new cartoon look for the Zelda series. So Link was back to being a young boy with giant big eyes, and it looked like a living cartoon. Years later, this game has really become appreciated for what it was. But at that moment, it was a shock, because the Zelda games had gotten more and more realistic and more epic. And so this was originally looked as going backwards in their evolution. However, the music for it was phenomenal, and most of the game, you went from place to place by ship, and you traveled between islands, and the music that played there just had this nautical feel. And this is the theme to The Wind Waker on LancerRadioNetwork.org. Thank you. was the theme to The Wind Waker. That's going to end our Zelda portion of this because Koji Kondo did not continue to write. He did contribute, but there are a lot more Zelda games, but we'll have a show just on Zelda music later. But I wanted to give you a little sample of some of the other stuff that he worked on. In the original part of the NES years, at the beginning, he wrote a lot of the music for the sports games. He wrote for golf as one of the first things that he wrote. Punch-Out, as I said before, the arcade game. And this, the theme for the NES soccer, which I thought was just a little fun. And so we're going to listen to a little bit because this, unfortunately, is one that you can't take for multiple hours. But here we are, his theme for soccer, NES soccer. Going to end, though, with one more of his iconic themes for a much beloved franchise that he helped bring to life, and this is the theme for Star Fox 64 on Crane Waves, LanceradioNetwork.org. Thank you so much for listening to our show today.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24/7. 24/7.